Estevan. Thursday night turned into a night of celebration for many local families and the Estevan constituency. 55 members of the Estevan and surrounding communities were recognized for their contributions during the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals presentation ceremony. The Crown in Canada has a long history of instituting commemorative medals during important years, notably during coronation years, jubilee years, and on the anniversary of Confederation, reads the award description. The first commemorative medal awarded to Canadians was the Commemorative Medal for the Golden Jubilee of Queen Victoria in 1887. In Canada, since the 1935 Silver Jubilee of King George V, commemorative medals have been awarded to recognize all manners of service to Crown and country, be it at the local, provincial, national or international levels. As part of the 70th anniversary of Her Majesty ascending the throne as Queen of Canada, this long tradition of creating commemorative medals has continued. In the absence of a federal Platinum Jubilee Medal program, six provinces have established Jubilee Medals of their own, each with the same ribbon, overall design and criteria. The design of the medal was approved by Her Majesty the Queen at Windsor Castle on May 17. The Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal is a tangible way for Saskatchewan to honor Her Majesty for her service to Canada, while also recognizing the significant contributions and achievements of Saskatchewan citizens. Thursday's ceremony was a joint effort between the Province of Saskatchewan, the City of Estevan and the Estevan Police Service. Today we are gathered to pay tribute to those who have given up their time and their talents in the service to their communities, our province and our country, said City Manager Jeff Ward, who was the master of ceremony for the night. Today's medal recipients lead rather than wait to be led. They tackle challenges head-on, and they see problems as opportunities instead of obstacles. Estevan MLA Lori Carr and Mayor Roy Ludwig opened the festive ceremony, recognizing people who've contributed the most to the communities in the Estevan constituency. In Saskatchewan, we see the very same qualities our Queen has brought to her duties in the action and accomplishments of our people. We're blessed in this province with special and extraordinary individuals. We know them for who they are. The leaders, the builders and the dreamers who make our province what it is today and what it can be in the future. Some of those special people are with us this evening, Carr said. They come from our broad region, they have diverse backgrounds and represent every age group, but they have this much in common. You are here this evening because you have made a significant contribution to your community, to your province and to your nation. What you have done for Saskatchewan is worthy of recognition and respect in honor of the Queen on the occasion of the Platinum Jubilee. Carr noted that altogether 7,000 Saskatchewan residents were awarded Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals for their service to their fellow citizens. Included in this number are 55 local recipients. Tonight, by honoring these individuals, we not only acknowledge what they have done for Saskatchewan, but we also encourage others to emulate them, we inspire others to follow them. The recipients of this medal help form the backbone of our communities, and strong communities are the backbone of strong Saskatchewan and its place in the world, Carr said. Those being honored tonight have given more than they have received. They have shown us what we can build in Saskatchewan, and what should be in Saskatchewan, as citizens and human beings. Ludwig also addressed the recipients and guests. Thank you all so much for coming this evening to support these very worthy recipients that have helped to lead our community over the years and make our community that much better, Ludwig said. I would also like to thank all the families of these worthy recipients, because without them, and I'm sure they would agree, they wouldn't have been able to have the time to dedicate to the work that they've done within our community. In presence of their loved ones, recipients were invited on stage at the Elks Lodge to accept Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals and Certificates. The medals were awarded for contributions in different areas, including volunteering, philanthropy, military, healthcare, protective service, business and commerce, arts, health and fitness, public service, sports, journalism and politics. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Volunteering Services were awarded to Wendy Gustafson, Tyler McMillan, Vernon McLean, Pamela DeChief, Ben Anderson, Art Basalt, Nikki Berg, Gail Chilman, Susan Colbo, Rose Cuttington, Barry Dyes, Danielle Fleury, Greg Hoffert, Don Kindop, Vivian Lindblad, Ruth and Richard Marcotte, Corey McLean, Posthumous, Melody Pearson, Lynn Traubert, Lionel Warner and Dennis Zacherson. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Philanthropy Services were awarded to Josh Biggs, Ray and Doris Frelick, Dave and Tammy Piper, Epaminondas Peter Saragla, Peyton Cernick and Ed Turnbull. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Military Services were awarded to Craig Bird, Angela Durr, Jim Forrest, Lester Hinsman, Troy LeBlanc and Kenneth Turner. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Healthcare Services were awarded to Dr. Allison Christie, Dr. Edward Soy and Dr. Khalid Sheikh. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Protective Service were awarded to Police Chief Richard Lowen, Estevan Deputy Chief Murray Cowan, Warren Moracle and Danielle Stephanie. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Business and Commerce Services were awarded to Jeff Pearson, Jackie Wall and Brian Crossman. A Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal in Arts Services was awarded to Jerry Fichteman. A Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal in Health and Fitness Services was awarded to Brady Johnson. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Public Service were awarded to Dennis Moore and Roy Ludwig. A Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal in Sports Services was awarded to Mel Murray. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medals in Journalism Services were awarded to Norm Park, David Wilberg and Brian Zinchuk. A Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal in Politics was awarded to Larry Ward. The official part was followed by dainties, refreshments and an informal celebration of decorated community members.